Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning?
Yes.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we are here. We're in your sanctuary here this morning. And Father, as we begin to lift up our voices here this morning, we begin to praise you. And Father, we want to head straight to your throne room. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, we just thank you now for meeting us with your Holy Spirit. There'll be a connection, that it'll be an awesome, awesome time of worship like we've never had before. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. In his joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. In his joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once spread. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the hand has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see his smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great overflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah.
Is that true for you this morning?
Amen.
lies boundless ocean where mighty billows roll. I fix my hope in Jesus, the anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bent their tumult seas. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I all confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind nor wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, and Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. My faith I'm looking upward beyond my troubled sea. There behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind nor wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind nor wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Amen.
It's setting me free, this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free, this very hour. It's guiding my soul, it's making me whole. It's setting me free, 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 this Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power is setting me free this very hour. It's guiding my soul, it's making me whole. It's setting me free, 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 this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free, this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free this very hour. It's down in my soul, it's making me whole. It's setting me free, 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 this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free, this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free this very hour. It's down in my soul, it's making me whole. It's setting me free, 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 this Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
Church of Jesus is still alive, like a mighty army, still marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord at our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of the Lord, though Satan reigns. been defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
To my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and a light unto my path.
Amen.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something Jesus, 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 there's just something about your name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kings. away, but there's something about your name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about your name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven there's something about your name.
Amen.
Lord, prepare me to to be a sanctuary. Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Let us praise.
presence. We are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground.
Yes, Lord, we're standing on holy grounds. And I know there are angels all around. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you to have it your way. Lead me, guide me. And help me to pray, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. For Jesus lifted us. Jesus lifted us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seeing that we have been encompassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin who do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. All we are going through trials and temptations. We are going through tribulations, circumstances of all kinds. But we know, like Jesus, the glory that's set before us. We can endure the circumstances. We can endure the tribulations. We can endure the suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the same hope, the blessed hope. We know where we are going. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we will endure to the end. And they that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, O Lord, that we can stand upon your word. Stand upon the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that the suffering of this day is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. A light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. And we want to declare today that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, against this body shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's all you expect from us, to walk in obedience, to walk uprightly. Hallelujah. And we can revenge any disobedience of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for a wonderful day. Thank you for your Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us mightily today. We pray, O Lord, we want to see more of you. We want to feel your power more. We want a higher anointing. We want the power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We want to have the fullness of Jesus Christ, all that he has to offer. We want to covet for the best gifts. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, for giving the desires of our hearts. And we praise your holy name, King of kings and Lord of lords. Praise your holy name. We pray, Father, that you anoint the pastor as he brings the message to us. Give him the power, give him the anointing, give him the freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you today for a day of victory, a day of victory, a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of his might. Oh, we don't want to be silent. We don't want to be still. Oh, we want to be excited for what we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh, Lord, we recognize that, that you are our provider. You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You have owned the cattle upon the thousand hills. The silver and the gold is yours. You have given us the heathen for our inheritance. And we pray, O Lord, we pray that you bless the finances of this church. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And you are able, more than able, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we thank you, Lord, for putting in the hearts of people, not only in this congregation, but the congregation all around the world. We pray to put in their hearts that when they give, they give for a good cause. They give, O Lord, for the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the money is not wasted, but they're going for a good cause, like we said. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need. And Lord, we want today to give. We want to give with gladness. God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah, and praise your holy name. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, oh, our provider, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing this offering. And we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name, and all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses his people to finance his work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that his people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Well, this is going to be our prayer time right now. We're going to pray and seek the Lord. And I'd like to start with a situation that happened in Norway. We need to pray for the grieving families in Norway. Close to 100 families have lost a loved one in a bombing attack in Oslo and in a killing spree on the island where the youth camping was held. Now, I have talked to some people in Sweden. I've been reading the Scandinavian newspapers. And the killer is a native Norwegian. And for many years, he's been a member of the Masonic Lodge in Norway. And he had some, he had Facebook and a few other things. And he has been planning this bombing and shooting since 2002. And I've seen a picture of it. He posted himself in some kind of a grand uniform of a Knights Templar. And to me, there's no doubt in my mind that this man has been under the mind control and that this heinous murder act was done to put fear in the people of Norway. And guess what? When you have a happening like this, we got to have stricter gun control. We got to have stricter control on movement. And so this is the reason that this was done. But we need to pray for the people, because I want you to think about this. If you send your a daughter or son to a youth camp and they end up being shot, it's going to be devastating. So we do want to pray for those people there. We got a prayer request from Cheryl Hoyam in Indiana. Her family is trying to adopt a second child from China, and Cheryl needs God's peace and supernatural help. We're going to pray for that. Now, we're going to have a praise report. I like praise report. Not you, many times we pray for the sick, people get healed, but I never get a praise report back. We need, if you get healed, to come up and give us a praise report. In 6 days, period, two men and one woman have gone through deliverance in this ministry. One man was from Colorado and one from the local church. The woman is also from Colorado, but is not connected to the man. God manifested himself with great power, and three people are today able to praise the Lord free from demons. All three of these people have suffered for many years under demonic pressure and have been unable to live a victorious life. Now, I have never done that, but I'd like to share that with you. We were right in the middle of deliverance, breaking curses and so on, and praying. And the Holy Spirit told me this. This is a man, the last man we did, that this man does not know that God loves him. He doesn't love himself. And he's simply trying his best to please me and Joe that were working it and to try to do it right so God will not strike him dead. So I just stopped everything and I said, look, I told him, I said, right now, I said, you're sitting here trying to please us and you're not sure about God's love. And he said, you're absolutely right. That's how I feel. I said, stand up. So he stood up. I walked over to him and I gave him a hug and I prayed kind of a father's prayer, because his dad had never really done that. And then Joe hugged him and prayed with him. And then we sung a song. I'd never done that before. I'd never do it again. The three of us in deliverance. Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Sometimes you do things that are, you know, seems funny. But God is in it. So it was very successful. So we're going to pray for that particular thing. Now, let me give you a financial report for the ministry. It's a positive one from last week. We had a number of large bills to pay, and God used his people to supply that need. Our economy has stabilized, and we've been able to meet the demand for payments as necessary. Here are the improvements that we need to pray over. Rent for the church facilities are running 30 days behind. We have paid this month for June. See, we're running 30 days behind. We need to catch up on this. Secondly, We still have not been able to deal with the Social Security taxes. This is getting more critical, and what we need is for God to bless some people that can give extra and above what they normally give to the ministry. Last month, some cyber members of a ministry that have not given before started to give. This is a key to success. Increase membership here and increase the giving from our cyber members. So if you're watching today, you're a cyber member, we love you, and we hope that you will simply say, I want to help out and pull the weight. And then finally, I want to read this so I don't deviate too much. The charade continues in Washington, D.C., as all the actors are faithfully playing their roles. The huge coming crisis coming if the debt ceiling is not raised is another ploy in a project to subdue the American people. None of the political leaders are interested in solving any problems. Each has a goal to please their handlers and be reelected and thus make more money for themselves. The goal is to put such a fear into the American people that they are willing to accept any deal to make sure that the lifestyle in America will remain unchanged. With all the attention on the debt crisis, the oil speculator drew up the price of oil last week, $2.63 per barrel, and oil ended up at $99.87 per barrel. They want you to go back to the $4 gallon price. They really need the money. These poor people are so hurting for money. Prayer and fasting must continue, and we cannot get discouraged. All right, those of you who like to pray, normally do, come on up here.
Father God, we want to say thank you for the opportunity for this church and this ministry to be a part in the lives of these people that went through deliverance and were set free and had their lives changed. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for the praise report that we are able to put out on their behalf. And so we just want to say thank you. And also we want to give you praise for the financial situation, that it is improving. And we know that the rent will be here, the Social Security will be paid, because you do not fail. And so we thank you for that. We thank you that our faith is to look down the road to see a completed payments. So we thank you for giving us that great faith also. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to pray for the people in Norway who've been so affected by this massive cruelty and propaganda and conspiratorial setup, to set them up as we're being set up to accept almost anything that seems to give them security but will only endanger them all the more. I pray for the families, Lord God, that have lost people in this incident. It's something that the Norwegians haven't really seen, I guess, since World War II, where they were certainly a brave country and when the Nazis occupied them. And so this is all new to them. And I pray now that the Holy Spirit will so invade the country of Norway and show people the truth and give them the peace of God that passes understanding, that they may recover from this. And at the same time, let wisdom from the Holy Spirit pervade the nation so that they don't fall into a carefully planned trap. So in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I bless those families and give them, Lord God, the peace that passes understanding in this matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Cheryl from Indiana, Cheryl Hoym from Indiana. And Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are the provider. And you are able, oh Lord, to bring that child that they are looking for. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for somewhere, Lord, from China, that there is a girl that they are looking for. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you bring it, Lord, bring her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving Cheryl peace in her heart and also the husband. We pray, Father, for great peace and joy, trusting in you that you are able to bring, oh Lord, to enlarge their family. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We pray again, let their focus stay upon you. And you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. For they trusted in thee. And we thank you, praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory in this family. We pray that in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we want to come before you to raise this issue about the politicians in the U.S. today, Father God. Father, I pray that you let the American people rise up and not take this mess. Yes. And not take this whole keeping you under your thumb, keeping us under their thumb, Father God. Let your people that are scattered through this nation, that are believers in you, that worship you and love you with the whole heart, let them rise up. Let your people rise up against this government that is trying to pervert this nation. And Father God, as far as the oil prices go, in the name of Jesus, those gas prices will freeze. They will not go up. They will continue to go down. We refuse, in the name of Jesus, to pay any higher price. Yes. And Father God, you give us victory. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command that those gas prices go down right now. And that you will keep the oil speculators in a cloud of confusion. Send them great confusion. And when they see the opportunity to raise gas prices, they will have missed it. They will have missed their opportunity. And we praise you and we thank you for victory. And as far as the politicians go, send them confusion also. And let them realize that we will not take any perversion. We will not take any of this, oh, keep us under your thumb, miss. We will not accept it. This is one nation under God. Father God, let this be a nation under you once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we do thank you that we can have a positive report brought in about our finances, that we know that you are providing, that we have needs, we have seen them met. And Father God, is when it comes to the larger needs, it just builds our faith for that we can look back and see a long line of small needs being met, and that gives us faith for the larger ones. So, Father, when it comes to, again, our finances of this ministry, Father, every single week, you know that we're praying over this, we're petitioning you, we're bringing our needs before you and saying, you know, here we have just, you know, these 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and can you please multiply them and do what you want with them? And so, Father, we do thank you every single week for your continued faithfulness to us, that we see that week in and week out. And Father, we have that continued need of getting behind in certain bills and needing to come up with tax money. And there's the issue of back salaries as well. And Father, we sit there and we carry them and we drag them with us. And I know at some point, Father God, you're going to release the funds for that. And Father, let it be this week. It doesn't have to be always sometime in the future. But Father, let it happen this week, that you would just
put your supply drops out there for us, that we could discover them later on this week. And so that next week when we stand up here, not only we praise you now, we can also praise you then. And it is so sweet to be able to do that, to be able to say, God, you are good on this side of the Red Sea and the other side. So, Father, we just thank you for just your continued care and protection over us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Jan Pettersson to you in Sweden. And I thank you, Father God, that you have a plan for him to get a job, and that, Lord, deliverance is on the way for that man. And I pray, Father God, you give him patience, to give him tålamod och lugn att vänta på Jesus. And I thank you for that right now. And I thank you, Father God, for touching Eric, that is also in Sweden right now. And I thank you for a great report from him, Lord, that he also will be touched. And I praise you for that. And Father God, we want to thank you right now for the prayers that have been spoken here by these men. That Father God, they're on the altar. The smoke is coming up before you. The fire is burning. And in due time, they shall be answered. And we thank and we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Before I yield the pulpit here, let me just say this to you. Thank you, congregation, for putting up with me and being so loving and kind when I'm tough preaching to you. We love you.
Okay, we're going to take testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony this morning. I think your grandpa might be looking for you. We have made the connection.
Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven.
Let there
be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God as our Father. Brothers, all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God as our fathers. Brothers, all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Amen. She sang that song half a dozen times before she went to sleep last night. So anyway, the code word or the password is let God be our Father. A lot of people kind of skip that or forget that, but in any event, our Heavenly Father is number one. So in due respect, I want to have a little praise report and testimony. About a week ago or so, I rolled up a rug about 10, 12 feet long. It wasn't heavy, a little clumsy, of course. And I was picking it up to put it in storage about 10 feet above the floor in the garage. And as I lifted up, everything was going good until I got to the top. And then I lost my balance, start falling backwards. And only three words I could quickly think of or remember was, God, help me. And then the hand of God kind of eased me back so that I could grab the ledge and retrieve my balance and put the rug on the shelf. I just want to thank God for His mercy and letting me continue to be in excellent health on this earth and to continue praising Him and worshiping Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to brag about God this morning in that on, I believe it was Monday this week, I was going to go out the door. I had an appointment with little Daniel, and he's in his carrier, and he was sitting on the table, and I just walked right by the table and grabbed him, and like I normally do, and was heading out the door, and as he started to come off the table and something, I felt a little twink in my back, and I just put him down immediately and just went, oh, and it felt like someone had stuck a knife right in my back. And I realized a muscle, a nerve or something, I grabbed it wrong just in some way, and I was in big trouble at that point. So I said to Kedrian, I said, you know, go get some Bengay right now. Just rub it on my back, it'll heat it up. Had to go to this appointment, and came back, and by this time, an hour later now, I'm just like stiff. I can barely even move. And she said, well, take a painkiller. And so we did that, and I went to work and really wasn't feeling that good. And, you know, every morning we have a staff prayer meeting, and I just kind of gingerly sat down and said, guys, I need some help here this morning. I'm not feeling too good. So I described the situation, and you know, it's a nice thing to be able to have people who, you know, are not afraid to ask God for the impossible, for a miracle. And so they gathered around me, they laid hands, and they prayed over me. And in fact, I guess it was my mom said that she could feel my muscle just in my back going, just like jerking. And, you know, after they prayed, the pain dramatically decreased, dramatically. There was still some pain that was there, but it wasn't like it was before. And so probably in about 24 hours later, the pain was pretty much gone. When it wasn't instantaneous, but this is something that should have... I've had this happen maybe 10 years ago, and it lasted at least 4 or 5 days. And in this case, you know, it only lasted maybe a day, day and a half. So, you know, you can say, well, that's luck or chance or however you want to term it. But, you know, I wanted to give glory where glory is due in this case, that it says, you know, we call upon God, and let's not be surprised when He actually moves on our behalf. So I wanted to praise God for that.
Okay, I'm going to close in prayer, but I want to say I sure enjoyed that God Bless America from a young American who's got the right to sing it. Okay. Father God, thank You for this day. Thank You for the blessings that we had here today, Lord. And we thank You for the way You've dealt so bountifully with us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for leading us and guiding us this week, helping us as we go our way. And we just give you praise for all things, Lord. Help our mind to be clear. And we thank you for that protection that you give us out there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take our stand as we move throughout the land and build a church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build a church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build a church that our Lord is waiting for.